First of all, the effort to prevent the arising of the unarisen, bad or unskillful thoughts. Now, what do we mean by that? As we saw a little while ago in one of the previous talks, bad or unskillful means contaminated by craving, by selfish desire, by hatred, and by delusion, mental confusion, bewilderment, lack of perspective, and so on. So any mental state, any thought is said to be unskillful or bad when it arises in association with one or more of these unskillful mental states or factors, craving, hatred, delusion, and so on. Now, where do these unskillful thoughts come from? If we want to prevent them from entering our minds, well, we just have to know where they come from. We're not concerned at the moment with tracing their ultimate source, but we can certainly point to their immediate source. Their immediate source is the senses. And in Buddhism, as you probably know by this time, there are six senses. The five physical senses, and the sixth sense is the mind, the ordinary mind, which we usually employ, with which we conduct our lives. For instance, as you're walking along the street, you happen to see, you happen to notice something attractive, something pleasant, something colourful, and at once you think, well, I'd like to have that, or I'd like to enjoy that. And in this way, through the organ of the eye, greed or craving arises. Or sometimes it happens that we just happen to remember something. We're just sitting quietly by ourselves and a recollection of something we had or enjoyed or thought before floats, we know not whence, into our minds. And before we know what has happened, we've been ensnared by craving or hatred or fear and so on. So in order to prevent the unarisen, unskillful thoughts entering the mind, taking possession of the mind, dominating the mind, what is necessary is what is known in Buddhism is watchfulness or awareness with regard to the senses, especially watchfulness of the mind. And this is again traditionally known as guarding the doors of the senses. The senses are, as it were, pictured as doors of a house. So if you want to stop someone getting into the house, you post a guard at the gate to examine the credentials of everyone who presents himself. So in the same way, you remain watchful. You watch the doors of the senses, whether those of the physical body or the mind, and you just try to see what impressions, what thoughts, what ideas are, as it were, presenting themselves for admission. And in this way, as it were, the enemy is kept out. So one prevents, basically, these unskillful thoughts entering the mind, whether through the senses or through the lower mind itself, by remaining watchful, by being aware of the senses themselves, how they are working, how they are operating, what objects are being presented to them, what they are perceiving, what they are receiving, and so on. And one distinguishes in this way all the time. And in this way, the unarisen, bad or unskillful thoughts are prevented from arising. We all know from our own experience they usually take us, as it were, unawares. We don't even see them coming in. We don't even see them entering the door, as it were. Before we know where we are, there they are, right in the midst of the mind, sitting down, as it were, very much at home, right in the middle of the house. And we wonder, well, how on earth did they get in? Well, they got in through the door. They got in through one or another of the six senses. So we have to watch these doors of the senses if we want to keep out these unskillful thoughts.